Journey Inside My Mind, 76, Ramblin' Man.
Okay, man, start it up.
Let's get it started in here.
Hey, what's up, Dan? This is TJ, and this is
Say
what's up?
Hey, this is Beth
Thornley.
This is Mike Kepler.
Hello, this is the official mom.
Hi, this is Jenny Johnson.
Hey, this is John from the Tanfastic Podcast.
This is Ed Ovett.
This is Rich Palmer.
Hi, this is Dave from Dave's Lounge.
Hey, this is DJ Eric Gillen.
Hi, this is Sophia Ramos.
Hi, this is Bruce Murray from the Zedcast at Zedcast.com.
This is Tom from the Buckeye Drive Time Podcast at www.buckeyedrivetime.com.
Hey, everybody, this is Josh Woodward from up the road in Findlay, Ohio.
Caleb.
You're Caleb. And who are you?
Nick.
Nick. And this is Greg.
And this is Tanya.
From Dancing with Elephants.
Hi, this is Young, and you're listening to Journey Inside My Mind.
You're listening to the Journey Inside My Mind podcast.
Journey Inside My Mind podcast.
Journey Inside My Mind.
Journey Inside My Mind with Dan Johnson.
Journey Inside My Mind.
Journey Inside My Mind.
Journey Inside My Mind.
I'm the official Pictonian of the Journey Inside My Mind podcast.
Journey Inside My Mind with Dan Johnson.
Journey Inside My Mind.
Journey Inside My Mind.
Podcasting from the center of the universe, it's Dan Johnson and the Journey Inside My Mind podcast.
Journey Inside My Mind podcast.
Journey Inside My Mind podcast with Dan Johnson.
Thanks for listening.
It's true. It's true. It's true. Everything you hear, every bit of it.
Get ready. Here's Dan Johnson.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Journey Inside My Mind podcast. This is episode 76 of the Journey Inside My Mind podcast that I'd like to thank Sofia Ramos for making her music available. That was Esperanza off the PodSafe Music Network, and also off of her album, Her Majesty. Find out more information about Sofia Ramos at myspace.com/Sofia Ramos. How you doing, everybody? It is Monday, Martin Luther King Jr. Day. I have this day off as a holiday. Some people do, some people don't. And, you know, whatever. I don't have anything really else to say about Martin Luther King Jr. except that we had a there's an African culture festival going on down in the Cincinnati Museum. That's where Jenny and Keisha and one of a couple of Keisha's friends are at. We were there on Saturday, and so they decided to go back and spend some more time there. There's a children's museum over there. Let's get the contact information out of the way right off the bat. To check out the show notes for the Journey Inside My Mind podcast, head over to jimmpodcast.com. To check out the Journey Inside My Mind blog, head over to journeyinsidemymind.com. Leave off the www's for savings. Yeehaw!
Hello.
Got a comment or a suggestion?
Excellent!
Call the listener feedback line now at area code 206-666-JIMM. That's 206-666-5466.
Thanks again for calling.
All right. And, yes, yeah, so, and if you want to send any email feedback, you can send it to danimal0416@gmail.com. And there's also over at the website, jimmpodcast.com, there's a link to send me an audio message. That seems to be effective for some people, where you can just record a message from your computer, send it off as like an email message to me, or there's also a link to use the MyChingo/MobiTalk comment system there. So anyhow, how are you doing? I am so glad that you're here on this Journey Inside My Mind podcast. There are so many available out there, and some people don't get a chance to listen to them. Some people listen to this on their computer. That's how I do a little, most of my podcast listening. Some people listen on their cell phone, and I do have a number that you can call that you can get the information. Sorry about that. That you can get the information for there. And actually, I'm going to see if I can bring that up right now because I don't know it off by heart. I have it programmed into my own cell phone number, but in my own cell phone. But the here it is. It's 650-523-6856. That's 650-523-6856. And what that does, that's through podlines.net. And that lets you, and they make available, or I've made available, the feed to them, and that they do is they let listeners call that number and listen to the entire episode, the most recent one. And actually, the most recent one that you might have listened to prior to this one might be a something called the Super Rock Mix, which was episode 46. I wanted to make that episode back available to the feed because some people, that was one of their favorite episodes of the Journey Inside My Mind podcast. And I wanted to make that available so that you can go over to dig.com if you have an account there, D-I-G-G.com, and click on their podcast button or tab over there, and you can search for Journey Inside My Mind, and you can dig the Journey Inside My Mind podcast, and also you can dig your favorite episodes that are there in the feed. Let's see, before I jump into another song here, I'm going to play a, I do got a couple of songs I'm going to play for you. One of them is by Dusty Hughes, another one we're going to hear from the American Heartbreak, and also from Rich Palmer. And let's see, I don't really have a whole lot of stuff that I'm going to have a whole lot of stuff prepared. I just want to share about some updates and then we'll get on, mostly the music. And, of course, you know, that's what a lot of people come here and listen to. Some people come and listen to hear me jabber. But we'll be right back after this message.
Here you are, my friends. Here are your friends from work.
We're your friends from yoga class.
We're the friends you go out with on a Saturday night.
We're the friends you hang out with and do nothing.
We're the friends who laugh at the same things you do.
We're the friends who will help you move.
I'm the friend who'll be there if you're ever dealing with a mental illness.
Be there for your friend. Your support and understanding will give them a much greater chance of recovery. Mental illness. What a difference a friend makes. For more information on how to help a friend dealing with mental illness, go to whatadifference.org. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Okay, so let's see. It has been raining here in Cincinnati, Ohio, over the past several days. I don't really know why. It could be snow if it was cooler out. But one of those things, I kind of almost can relate to what people in Seattle or London might feel. I can only imagine. I've never been to any of those places, but it's just been rainy nonstop throughout this entire weekend. As I go and walk around, as I take the dog, I mean, you got to take the dog for a walk in the apartment complex. And you got to, you know, because you don't want him to use his, you don't want him to use his business or use the bathroom in the on the carpet or anything like that. They can't use the toilet, so you got to take the dog for a walk. And it's raining, guys. It is raining, and it's like the grass is soggy. There are certain parts where water is pooling all over the place, and muddy, and just gray. And I miss the sun. Honestly, I do miss the sun, and I'm not complaining. I hope I'm not complaining, but I do miss the sunshine. I do miss the. I would almost take snow and colder weather versus just the gray and the rain, the cold rain. I would almost take that right now. I don't know. We can share what the weather's like where you're at. Of course, you can call 206-666-5466 and leave a comment there. Anyhow, I wanted to also say about walking your dog. You know, I live in this apartment complex where there are over 300 units, and they let people, you know, have dogs as pets, cats, you know, whatever. And, you know, one of the things in our lease says that you got to pick up after your pet. You know, and I guess I could probably put together a little PSA here, but this is, I'm just going to say to you guys, wherever you're listening to this, pick up after your pet. Be a good neighbor. Pick up after your pet. It just seems like there's this all around, we live on this inner circle of our apartment complex. We have like an outer section of the apartment complex, and we got this intersection where you could theoretically walk around the block without getting off of the sidewalk. But that's where everybody also walks their dogs, and there are several people in this complex that do not pick up after their pet, and it's disgusting. It is really filthy to walk. I have to watch where the dog walks. I mean, he is normally, you know, just, you know, astute enough, and where he'll steer clear of it, but, you know, fortunately he doesn't have what they call caprophagia, I think that's what it's called. He has a good diet and doesn't need to eat anything else, if you know what I'm trying to say. And I'm sorry if you happen to be eating lunch or something else while you're listening to this, but it is really, really disgusting to be walking my dog and seeing everybody, all these other dogs' droppings. I feel like I'm the only one that picks up after their dog, honestly. And sometimes our dog goes more than once. And I mean, just, guys, be a good neighbor. Pick up after your pet. There you go. I'm done. Finished. I think I want to get back into some music. I do have some encouraging news about the appearances that have been. But I'm going to go ahead and jump into this song by Dusty. No, it's not. Is it? Yeah, Dusty Hughes with a song called Oxygen.
Gotta find a better
inside my mind. You dropped the bomb on me, baby. Hey, I wanted to let you know that start over. Reel it back in. Okay. This past Saturday, I said earlier, we were at the, we went down to the museum center here in Cincinnati, and on our way down there, we kind of made a turn to miss getting onto the highway, and we drove through one of the neighborhoods in Cincinnati called Camp Washington, and there is a famous chili place, famous chili park called Camp Washington Chili, located, if you know where Cincinnati is, it's called near Coleraine and Hopple Street. Hopple Street, you go one direction, you're heading up toward the University of Cincinnati, you go to the other direction, you're in Camp Washington. And we said, you know, we got to stop by there, you know, on our way back home. And so after we came back from the Cincinnati Chili, museum, we stopped by Camp Washington Chili, and they had a news camera there from Fox 19, and he was on, the cameraman was there, and the owner of the restaurant was mic'd up. And he was out there talking to all the people there, and we got to get on to the news over this past weekend, which was pretty darn cool. Actually, they shot most of Keisha and Jenny. I don't know if that says anything about me or not, but anyhow, what are you gonna do?
Hi, this is Keisha. You're listening to Jenny Time of Mine with my daddy, Dan Johnson.
Okay. Up next, I'm going to play a song from Rich Palmer. You may know him as the official safety officer of Journey Inside My Mind podcast. Rich and I go way back to November 2005 after I did an episode about playing with fire and naturally prompted a response from him. And also he and I, we know about a band in Dayton, Ohio called Murmur. He interviewed them on his show and I helped him get them on the PodSafe Music Network. I'll play Murmur in a future episode, but I want to play some of Rich's music. Now, you've heard me play some of Rich's safety song music before. Here is a song that he does about relates to being in Second Life, and this song is called Avatar Girl. I just put it up on the PodSafe Music Network recently. Go ahead and check it out, and hopefully you enjoy it here on the Journey Inside My Mind podcast. It's called Avatar Girl.
So good in this virtual world. I watch her dance, watch her talk with her friends. And when she cuddles up with me again, I'm in love with an avatar girl. I'm in love with an avatar girl. This place I'm falling into. So many things here that I can do. When I arrived, it seemed oh so strange, but something kept me coming back again. Watch her dance, watch her talk with her friends. And when she cuddles up with me again, I'm in love with an avatar girl. Du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du. So come to the beach and watch the sunset. Sit here with me and look into my. Quietly in our private window. Till it's late, we're alone and we don't want to go. Du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du. me again. I'm in love with an avatar girl. It's a life that's second to none. When I'm here, I find the special one. She's on the screen, but so far away. But in my heart, it seems so real. I say, I'm in love with an avatar girl. She looks so good in this virtual world. I watch her dance, watch her talk with her friends. And when she cuddles up,
my mom always said,
Journey Inside My Mind
was like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
That song kind of grows on you after a while. That I'm in love with an avatar. I mean, that just, man, all right. I like that, Rich. I know he listens to the show, and so I, Rich, that's a. Right on. And also, in Second Life, he's known as Rich DeSoto. I have not personally delved into the virtual world known as Second Life, but a lot of people find it a great way to musicians and marketing individuals find it a great way to interact, because not only you can interact with people through instant messaging and chat there, but also in Second Life, you're actually there and you're able to see somebody who represents an actual human being and interact with them, you know, come on over here and have a seat and you know, just like you would in real life. They could be clear across the other side of the country, and so that's a very interesting thing, maybe in the future once I get my own machine perhaps. Speaking of which, I build the Journey Inside My Mind or the Journey Inside My Mind podcast laptop fund going on over here. There's a PayPal button enabled at the website, jimmpodcast.com. If you do feel so inclined to contribute to $10, $5, $1, 50 cents, you know, more, I don't care. If you, or not, you know, just the fact that you're listening to that thrills me. But if you do feel so inclined, just want to let you know that's available if you'd like to support, you know, consider it as a tip for the music and, the stuff that you hear on the Journey Inside My Mind podcast. I wanted to let you know I was interviewed by another podcaster. Douglas Welch is a member of the Friends in Tech podcast conglomerate, LA Podcasters. He does a podcast called Career Opportunities. And I cannot remember how I found out about Career Opportunities. Maybe it was through a promo on promos.podshow.com. Or one of these other places, but I've been listening to his show for about 2, maybe 3 months, and I was in touch with him sharing about my own job searching experiences, and I've been really getting a lot out of his show. And he has a he does a show once a month over at TalkShoe.com, where they let you do a podcast live, record a podcast live, have call-in guests and so on and so forth. And so last Friday, January 12th, 2007, I was on his show. He had another person on there that he was interviewing, and I was, you know, probably right around the second half of the interview, I was there, and we got to talking about my experiences with my job search and some of the things that I've learned so far. So if you want to check that out, I'll have a link in the show notes to the Career Opportunities podcast and website. And the Douglas said that he's going to make the episode available here. I think he said maybe even as early as today. So yeah, so that was pretty cool, because I mean I've thought about it, it's funny, just I spend a lot more time thinking about stuff, and I do other blogging types of I have other blogs that I maintain, probably too many. One of them that I just started up was a one that it would be like a resume career online portfolio type of blog, simply titled Daniel Johnson Jr. .blogspot.com. That's the URL there. And if you want to see even more, I just kind of share about,
hey, this guy can really speak the English language.
Over there, I share about specific projects that I'm working on, almost like I would as I was doing an interview. And maybe it's a substitute for an interview or a compliment to my resume. Substitute for my resume or a compliment to my resume. And, man, I wish the sun would come out. I think that might be, I don't know. Anyhow, I'm going all over the place here. So, yeah, DanielJohnsonJr.com, .blogspot.com is the URL for that place. And you can check out more stuff over there.
Coming up this week on Episode 5 of Average Joe Radio, it is the Artist Spotlight. In addition to great commentary and great music, you'll also learn a little bit more about a great musician. This week's surprise guest is someone you have not heard on the PodSafe Music Network, someone you've not heard in other music podcasts. So tune in this week to Average Joe Radio. You can download Average Joe Radio at averagejoeradio.blogspot.com.
All right, there you go, Average Joe Radio. I think I've heard, maybe he's the Average Joe that calls into the Buckeye Drive Time podcast sometimes and or submits comments there. I don't know. Personally, I saw that over there at promos.podshow.com. That's a great way for you to promote your own show is by uploading a podcast promo over there. So let's see. So I've been talking about my own career types of things there. You know, looking for where I'm working up in Dayton. I had this 120-mile round trip every single day, and you know, one of the things that I have really been thinking about is, and just really making it personal, my own being my own career manager. I guess that's what I'm trying to say. It's funny because as throughout the week, as I am thinking these thoughts, and I'm like, man, I wish I could just record the podcast right now because everything seems so lucid and crystal clear of what I'm trying to say. And now here I am. It's maybe not coming across as clear as I would like it to, but I'm going to plug through anyway. And cause I got, something that was really interesting I would like to share with you. Just some of how my perspective has changed. I shared in a recent episode about my New Year's resolution. Biggest New Year's resolution is in my way of thinking. I'm going to think big here in 2007. Let me try to adjust the volume back up here so you can hear me. I'm going to think big here in 2007. I am going to take risks, be willing to take risks, be willing to step out of my own comfort zone. You know, that is a very trite expression. It's used over a lot. But really, there is a comfort zone that every one of us finds ourselves in. And, you know, to try new and different things, even whether it's with this podcast. This podcast is a great hobby, and I enjoy doing it. We Jenny and I do a homeschooler podcast, and we got to get one of those episodes out. But one of the things we want to do is we want to interview parents homeschooled kids. We want to interview people that homeschooled kids and find out what kind of more of the approach their parents took with them. If you happen to know of anybody who would be interested in sharing their experiences on a podcast, feel free to have them send them our way, because we'd like to get their experiences onto the show so we can share with everybody. And there's information about that over at homeschoolerpodcast.com. Telephone number for the hotline is 206-337-1391. That's 206-337-1391. And that's coming from memory. So I may be incorrect. You might want to check out homeschoolerpodcast.com for the details of that. And so we're going to try out some things there. I'd love to interview some artists here, but I know there are a lot of other podcasts that people listen to where there are artists and where they are interviewing artists. And I don't want to do the same thing or ask the same questions that everybody else is asking, but I do realize that that provides exposure for an artist or on the show. I'd like to do some more sound seeing experiments, tour sound seeing types of things there. I recorded some audio from when we went to the African festival on Saturday. I would love to I don't know. I'd love to be interviewed more often by other podcasters about my experiences, about my take on life, and so I'm just thinking about whatever it is that how I can better market the brand that is Daniel Johnson Jr. and Journey Inside My Mind. I give Journey Inside My Mind the Google juice that it needs. Give my name the Google juice that it needs. I think that's something that is I'm becoming more. About the brand, that realizing that I have a brand. Okay, for example, if I think of Dancing with Elephants or DWE, I'm thinking about that podcast, Dancing with Elephants. 101 uses for baby. Every time I think about baby wipes, there are brands that are associated with different things that I'm listening to. And I'm rambling on and on. That's why I entitled this message Ramblin' Man. But these are just some things that I'm thinking about as I market myself for my career, for my job, to get the best job that I can get. And the other thing is being optimistic, taking an optimistic perspective on life. There is so much negativity in the world. It is amazing. I think I've been negative on this podcast. It's just because it's so easy for it to creep into our culture. And I'm really trying to do is just to be more optimistic and have a fresh outlook and expect the best of other people. Expect, just realizing that I am a superhero. Everybody here has their own superpower. What is your superpower? One of my superpowers is I'm able to show this off at work. And so, as I close out the show with this song by American Heartbreak, just want you to think about that and let me know what you think about some of the stuff that I've rambled on and talked about. Hopefully it makes sense. Here's Last of the Superheroes by American Heartbreak. And for now, this is Dan Johnson saying make it a great day.
70s.
Sure.